नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासम् ततो जयमुदीरयत् नस्तु प्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भागवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी. We're reading from the seventh canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 6, entitled Prahlad instructs his demoniac schoolmates, text number 19.
Na hi
achutam
vrinayato
bhavayaso suratmajaha atmatva sarvabhutanam siddhatvad iha sarvatah. Nahi achutam prinayato bhavayaso suratmajaha atmatvat sarvabhutanam siddhatvad iha sarvatah. Nahi achutam prinayato of demons, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayana, is the original Super Soul, the Father of all living entities. Consequently, there are no impediments to pleasing Him or worshipping Him under any conditions, whether one be a child or an old man. The relationship between the living entities and the Supreme Personality of Godhead is always a fact, and therefore there is no difficulty in pleasing the Lord. Responsively, everyone, please repeat. My dear sons of demons,
my dear sons of demons,
the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayana, is the original Super Soul, the Father of all living entities.
Consequently, there are no impediments
to pleasing Him
or worshiping Him
under any conditions, whether one be a child or an old man. The relationship between the living entities and the Supreme Personality of Godhead is always a fact, and therefore there is no difficulty in pleasing the Lord. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. One may ask, one is certainly very attached to family life, but if one gives up family life to be attached to the service of the Lord, one must undergo the same endeavor and trouble. Therefore, what is the benefit of taking the trouble to engage in the service of the Lord? This is not a valid objection. The Lord asserts in the Bhagavad Gita 14.4, Sarva yonishu kauntaya murtaya sambhavantiyaha tesham brahma mahadyoni aham bija pradapitaha. It should be understood that all living species, O son of Kunti, are made possible by birth in this material nature, and that I am the seed-giving father. End quote. The Supreme Lord, Narayana, is the seed-giving father of all living entities because the living entities are parts and parcels of the Supreme Lord. Manavamsho jiva bhutaha. As there is no difficulty in establishing the intimate relationship between a father and son, there's no difficulty in reestablishing the natural, intimate relationship between Narayana and the living entities. Svapam apyasya dharmasya trayate mato vayat. If one performs even very slight devotional service, Narayan is always ready to save one from the greatest danger. The definite example is Ajamil. Ajamil separated himself from the Supreme Personality of Godhead by performing many sinful activities and was condemned by Yamaraj to be very severely punished. But because at the time of death he chanted the name of Narayana, although he was not calling for the Supreme Lord, Narayana, but for his son named Narayana, he was saved from the hands of Yamaraj. Therefore, pleasing Narayana does not require as much endeavor as pleasing one's family, community, and nation. We have seen important political leaders killed for a slight discrepancy in their behavior. Therefore, pleasing one's society, family, community, and nation is extremely difficult. Pleasing Narayana, however, is not at all difficult. It is very easy. One's duty is to revive one's relationship with Narayana. A slight endeavor in this direction will make the attempt successful, whereas one will never be successful in pleasing his so-called family, society, nation, even if one endeavors to sacrifice his life. The simple endeavor involved in the devotional service of Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, hearing and chanting holy name of the Lord, can make one successful in pleasing the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has therefore bestowed his blessings by saying, Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. All glories to Sri Krishna Sankirtan. If one wants to derive the actual benefit from this human form, he must take to the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. Nahi achutam prinayato bhavaya sosuratmaja atmatvat sarvabhutanam siddhatvadiha sarvataha. My dear sons of demons, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayan, is the original Supersoul, the father of all living entities. Consequently, there are no impediments to pleasing him or worshipping him under any conditions, whether one be a child or an old man. The relationship between the living entities and the Supreme Personality of Godhead is always a fact, and therefore there is no difficulty in pleasing the Lord. Vasudeve Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojitaha Janayatyashu Vairagyam Gyanam Cha Yad Ahoitukam. The process of devotional service is very easy, it's very spontaneous. Ahituki apratyatha. It is unmotivated and uninterrupted. Once you engage in devotional service, God helps those who endeavor to come to him. Manmana bhava madbhakto madhya jimam namaskuru mame vaishasi satyam te pratijane priyosimi. Someone who engages in worshiping me, I promise, pratijane priyosime. He's very dear to me and I promise that he will come to me. Krishna's promise is there. And just by engaging in Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Navalakshana, the nine processes of devotional service, you're already linked with Krishna. So this is a very wonderful opportunity for all of us to make our lives successful. Svalpam asya, sualpam. Alpam means a little and su means very little. Svalpam apyasya dharmasya, dharma. Simply a little endeavor to do the right thing. Dharma means your constitutional position. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prem Sadhya Kabu Noi. Sadhya Kabu Noi. It is not an external thing. It is never something that you have to get from outside that isn't already there with you inside. We are giving our devotion to all the wrong things, which don't give us any satisfaction. We're giving our love to our parents. We're giving our love to our friends. We're giving our love to society, community, to our nation. But we are always cheated in these endeavors, because either A, people's intentions are based on exploitation, so you will be cheated, or B, everybody dies, so you're always frustrated. But Krishna is eternally your friend. Krishna is always there with you at every moment, within and without. He's there within you as super soul, and he is without in the form of the Shastra, in the form of the Vaishnavas, the spiritual master, and he is there in so many ways in nature. We can see him, Rasoham Apsukondaya. I'm the taste of water. Shabduke Porusham Nishu. I'm the sound in ether. I'm the ability in man. In so many ways, he's explaining how we can see him at every moment. Prabhasmi Sashasurayo. When we see the sun, when we see the moon, we can think of Krishna. In every way, 24 hours a day, we can be Krishna conscious. If we just make a little effort, and it's not difficult. A little struggle in the beginning. Yat tad agre viṣamiva. A little struggle in the beginning. But you have to struggle anyway. The material world is full of miseries. So you have to struggle to get ahead. Everybody's in distress. Everybody's trying to mitigate their suffering and become materially successful, sensually excited. Everybody's trying to attain status quo to keep up with what everybody else has. They're struggling. So a little struggle for something which is actually beneficial and actually achievable, where's the harm? We simply have to redirect our energy, misplaced, misguided energy, and repose all of that in Krishna. And it is sadhya kabu noy, very natural. And how to bring it out more and more? Shravanadi shuddha chitte korayudhoi. By hearing and chanting, your heart will be cleansed. Anartha nivritti syat. When all of the dirty things, lust, anger, greed, all our enemies, doubts, illusion, so many problems, these things will be scrubbed out of our heart. Scrubbed with a steel wool scrubbing brush for cleaning pots. I don't know what they have here. I should go in the kitchen and clean some pots sometimes. Cleaning pots is one of the nicest activities for Krishna. How many people clean pots or have cleaned pots for Krishna? Okay. Isn't it nice cleaning pots for Krishna? No anxiety, no worries. Just scrub out the dirt. And you're scrubbing your own heart with that steel wool by Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu. Anavriti Shabdat. By sound you will be liberated from this mire, dirty mire, quagmire. Quagmire means just like sometimes, I don't know if they have in this part of the world, but in America they have something which they call quicksand. You have quicksand? You walk along the forest path and there may be a little puddle, a little small, whatever, body of water. So you think, I'll just walk through it. And then all of a sudden your feet stuck in it, and then it sucks you down and down, and you go them, you're finished. You never heard of quicksand, huh? You have that? You don't have it. It's only in the jungles in Africa, right? Well, it's all around you, the quicksand. Quicksand of Maya. You don't know how Maya sneaks up on you. We don't know how Maya covers. She has two potencies, Avaranatmika Shakti and Prachabatmika Shakti. She covers us, and even if we're able to somehow or other sneak out a little bit, you know, get a little liberated, get out of her clutches a little bit, I'm free, she's got Prachabatmika Shakti. She throws you back down. I caught you, you devil. Get that. Yeah. Maya is very strong. Mama Maya Duratyaya. She makes us think I am the body. She makes us think I am the senses. I can enjoy life through the senses. She makes us think I'm a man, I'm a woman, and we become entangled. And I'm a husband, I'm a wife, I'm a father, I'm a mother. Janasya Mohoya Maham Mameti. This is mine, this is mine. Maya completely covers us and bewilders us. We don't know how it is happening, but all we know is we're suffering and we don't know how to get out. That is a characteristic of souls in this Kali Yuga, especially at the present moment. Pravrittim cha, nivrittim cha, janana vidura asura. They don't know what to do. They haven't got even a little idea. Natevidu swadagatim hi Vishnu. It is obvious. We must seek out our Creator. We must understand our relationship with Krishna. Not with the temporary. Our relationship with the temporary is old age, disease, and death. And rebirth. Jata shahi dhruva mithir dhruvam janma mritashtacha. Tasmada parihariye rite natam sochitum arasi. People lament for the loss of the body. But why should you lament? Why should you be concerned? Ahani ahani gachantiya yamalayam. At every moment people are dying. Not just Diana died, but everyone is dying. No need to lament. The body's already dead. But if you have knowledge, then you can free yourself. If you know that I'm a spirit soul and my sambandha, my relationship with Krishna, is simply a natural process of love and devotion. And let me sing his glories. Let me chant his glories. Katiyantascha mam nityam tushanti cha ramanti cha. The devotees, they swim in an ocean of nectar when they sit together and chant the holy names of the Lord. When they dance together, chant the holy names of the Lord. When they take prasadam together and chant the holy names of the Lord. 24 hours a day. Satatam kirtayantoma. Yatantascha dridavrataha. Namasyantascha mam bhaktya nitya yuktu upasate. My devotees are constantly glorifying my holy names. Nitya yuktu upasate. Eternally. It goes on and on, ever increasing bliss. Anandam buddhivardhanam pratipadam purnam ritas balanam sarvatma snapanam param vijayate Sri Krishna sankirtanam. So it is very simple. It is very easy to please Krishna. It is not difficult. You just have to endeavor sincerely, even a little bit, and Krishna will pick you up. Never let you go. So, there he is. Maduram, 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 maduram.
Madugandhi mridusmitam etadho maduram badanam maduram maduram.
Krishna is maduram, very sweet. His face is sweet, his name is sweet. So chant Krishna's name. We've been talking here a lot about the dangers of family life and attachment to wife and children, etc. There's a lot of specific instruction in the Srimad Bhagavatam, especially in different places where you don't get exactly the big picture. In specific places, for example, Prahlad is speaking to demons and he's a young brahmachari. So he's speaking very strongly. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there's one prayer. What is that? Ahanta hanta rishabhakshana topya sadhu. Anybody knows that? He's saying, alas for those that spend their times in the association of materialistic men or women. They're simply drinking poison and they cannot take to devotional service. So this is the maitpuna agara, the shackles, the bondage of sex life. And it's most prominent in family life. But again, my point, and I'm simply trying to make everyone feel very comfortable and happy in devotional service. The warning is there, but we should all know that Mahi Partha Vyapasrityas Yepisu Papa Yonas Striyo Vaishastatasu Draste Pianti Param, that all of us are welcome in the kingdom of God. Krishna is inviting all of us. Mahamupeti Pukonteya Punar Janma Navidite. Come to me. You simply surrender to me, think of me, worship me, all of you. Please come back to where you belong. I'm your father. Aham Bija Pradapita. So, the warning is, don't get caught by the physical form of a woman. It is the form of Maya. Don't get caught by any physical form. Don't get caught by the taste of sex. It's tucham. Kanduyanena kareor iva dukha dukham. You'll pay for it. You'll pay a heavy price for it. Really you will. Because it's not just sex, but there are concomitant factors. Then you need a house. Then you need conveyances. Then you need facilities. And all of that just for chapala sukha. It's not worth it. So don't get carried away by it. Regulate it. Dharma viruddha. But always remember, that's not your goal. These are things that we simply do on the physical plane to fulfill our material desires. The real nectar, the real happiness is in the simple process, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu. So, balance your life. Use your intelligence. It's not difficult. It is easy for those that are simple. in heart. And it is difficult for those who are crooked in heart. So, you know, people want something very complicated and very connected to this and that and deep. And it's simple. Chant Hare Krishna. Do devotional service, Rishikena Rishikeshanam, engage your senses, follow Prabhupada's instructions. For the most part, Prabhupada's major instruction is do the needful. Do what you have to do to keep body and soul together, to keep your spirit enlivened in devotional service over a lifetime. At some point, we all have to take sannyas. At the time of death, sannyas initiation, finished. You can't take any of it with you. Women cannot take anything. Men cannot take anything. We all have to go back to Krishna. But while we're here, let us be rational. Let us work together, build a community. Perform our different activities, eating, sleeping, mating, and defending according to the guidelines given in scripture. Get free for we, as I've always said, we don't need psychiatrists or psychologists. We just need a little experience in devotional service. There should be no mental problems. Really. If you have mental problems, get together with all the other mental problems and have a big kirtan and they'll all go away. Again, as I said before, I have to thank you all very much for tolerating my presence and my offenses. Anyway, I look forward to your association again in the future. Are there any questions or comments? Yes?
I don't know how to serve or how to discover our talent.
Discover our talent?
Yeah. How?
Well, that's a good question. He doesn't know how to discover our talents or his talent or something. Do many different things. When you first come, do everything. Do a little book. The Bhakta program. What's your name?
Yeah.
And how long have you been practicing?
4 months.
5 months, okay, so you're in the Bhakta program. There should be a variety of activities, right, from helping in the kitchen, to going on Harinam, to cleaning pots, to studying. There's so many activities, and you can get a little taste of everything. Successful people in the world often do many things until they find out that one thing. It is good to focus. You can actually, it's good to write things down. It's good to, whatever thoughts are there in your heart, write them down on a piece of paper. Do a little brainstorming, a little mission statement brainstorming. Maybe if Stephen Covey Chandraswamy comes through, he can. he calls himself Covey. but it's good to write things down, focus your thoughts, see what you like to do for Krishna. The authorities are here to help you to do what you like to do for Krishna, wherever practical. You can find out. And even if you find that there's nothing in particular that you like to do, do all kinds of service. The main purpose, in the beginning, the devotee is thinking, I, me, and mine. I want to be happy, and I want to serve Krishna in this way, and when the service gives some blissfulness, then I am satisfied. That's the neophyte stage. It's true. Spiritual activities are very blissful. No doubt about it. And if you perform devotional service, you can expect to feel joy. But if you're attached just to the feeling of joy, and not to the sacrifice of offering yourself to Krishna, I am Krishna's. Whatever he wants to do with me, if he wants to make me unhappy, doesn't matter. If he wants to, you know, make things difficult, in other words, I'll go on serving him. In the advanced stage, the devotee is just attached to the service, not necessarily the feeling. So in that mood, you can do any service for Krishna, whatever the authorities need you to do. And if you adopt that mood, submissive mood, that I will do anything I'm asked to do for Krishna, and I'll do it joyfully. I'll do it willingly, and I'll do it enthusiastically, and I'll sing while I'm doing it. Yeah? I'll sing and dance. I remember once, we had a when I was in Vancouver, which is my hometown, and we just had a small temple. There were only three or four of us for a while, and it became really expanded to six. And there was a lot of work to do. We had a Jagannath deity, Jagannath Baladev Subhadra, and we had about 100-150 people come to our Sunday feast, and we had to collect everything on the street, asking for quarters, nickels, and dimes. So there was a lot of work to do, and everybody had a lot of work, but it was such a nice temple that everybody danced around the temple doing their work. They would dance, and I remember being the pujari and also cleaning the toilets, and it was so much fun. I was just, you know, it wasn't like, sit at my desk, do my office job. Oh God, I wish I could get out of here quick. You know, it wasn't like that where you hate your job and you hate your work. And you can't wait. When's 5 o'clock coming? And, you know, when's my coffee break? I'll sneak in the bathroom and, you know, have a cigarette. Or not that kind of job. We were just, you know, it was just so nice. Singing, devotees would sing while they would do their service. Everyone in the kitchen, Bhumna, I remember he was our cook. He loved to cook. He was one of the best eaters, and he was one of the best cookers. He would make, you know, for Sunday feast, 3 different kinds of halava, and, you know, at least 1 or 2 kinds of sweet rice and some. He would really go the extra mile. He would really work hard for the Sunday feast, and then he would really eat hard at the Sunday feast. My good friend. But he was always singing and joyful. Yes? What is the difference between pious activities and devotional service? Well, pious activities are activities that are performed more or less for one's own sense gratification. Now here's an example of a pious activity and the result. You give in charity.
to a poor man on the side of the road, or whatever. You give some donation. So you've done some pious work, like our friend Diana did a lot of pious work, working with AIDS patients and cancer patients and land mines, the abolition of land mines that blow up and kill children and things. So she did a lot of pious work. Now, so you give someone a donation, that person now becomes a debtor, a rinni it's called. Just like we say, devashi bhutapta rinam pitrinam. When you take to devotional service, you're no longer a debtor, anyone. But when pious activity, if you give something, that person he owes you a return. He's got to repay that debt. So if he doesn't repay that debt in this lifetime, he'll have to be born again to repay that debt. And guess what? You'll have to be born again to receive it. So it's quite complicated. It's not a comma. Or pardon me, it's not a karma. It's karma. There's karma, vikarma, and akarma. Karma actually means pious activity. Because you can't claim that something is pious unless it is ordained by God. So there is the Karmakanda section of the Vedas. And the whole Karmakanda is about pious activity. Householders should dig wells and feed people and do all kinds of things. Perform sacrifices and this and that. And they can help you. Pious activities can help you to advance, but they can also entangle you if they're not performed expertly, very carefully. Whereas devotional service is akarma. Vikarma, of course, is sinful activity. It is prohibited. V means prohibitive or prohibited. It's not to be done. It's sinful activity, vikarma. Akarma means devotional service because neither is there any reaction and you're freed. It frees you. It cleans your heart. It brings you back to Krishna. So devotional service is liberating, whereas pious activity is in the mode of goodness, the mundane mode of goodness. And even in the mode of goodness, one becomes bound to the material world. Sattvas, rajas, and tamas. So we may say, yeah, rajagun, tamagun, I can understand. That's not good. So let me work in goodness. That sounds good. I'll work in goodness. But that is also binding. By material estimation, you may be the most popular woman in the world. Or man, or whatever. But you still have to take birth again. We want to come to Shuddha Sattva, pure goodness. That is akarma, that is bhakti. And that means that if you have to, under the guidance of God, you kill people. Now, what Arjuna was doing, we might not consider it pious activity, chopping off heads and, you know, might not be considered pious activity. But it was the highest welfare work for humanity. He was following the order of the Lord, setting a perfect example. Yad yad acharati shrestas lokas tadam vartate. The common man will follow. Is that clear?
I was thinking, Chris Prabhupada so many passive activities that come to the platform of pure devotional service. So I was thinking, what about the chant? Is this also?
No, no, that's the eighth offense, to think that chanting Hare Krishna is a pious activity. Sometimes Prabhupada uses words in a general sense. Like sometimes he'll say that we're Hindus or a cult. Sometimes he calls us the cult of Lord Chaitanya. So in that sense, there's two points. There's the usage of language, which of course wasn't Prabhupada's first language. Bengali, his first language was Bengali. Okay, he was had good experience in English. But even otherwise, pious activities can bring you to the human form of life. Mode of goodness, human birth, one is offered an opportunity to take human birth when he's in the mode of goodness. And the example is monkeys, elephants, and lions. They all, lions and cows. Monkeys, lions, and cows. They're all in the mode of, or at least they all take birth as human beings. And cows especially are in the mode of goodness. So, if you act in the mode of goodness, then you can get an opportunity to meet Krishna's pure devotee and get an opportunity to go higher. But pious activities in and of themselves, they may lead you in the right direction, but they're not sufficient for liberation. So you can take it two ways. One way is that pious activities generally means a karma. That's usage of the word. But most commonly, pious activity means karma kanda, which is not sufficient. Worship of the demigods and etc. Gantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.